Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to your Catholic Current Affairs update for Monday the 13th of December. Well, for the first time, the United States can now boast of its very own church-approved Marian apparition. Last Wednesday, the Bishop of Wisconsin, Bishop David Ricken, concluded 2 years of investigations by declaring that a series of apparitions that took place in the town of Champion in 1859 were authentic. 141 years ago, on the 8th and 9th of October, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared 3 times to Adele Bryce, a young Belgian immigrant. Mary identified herself as the Queen of Heaven and gave the young farm girl a twofold mission, to pray for the conversion of sinners and to catechize children. Teach them what they should know for salvation. Teach them their catechism, how to sign themselves with the sign of the cross, and how to approach the sacraments. Please visit the Rush Hour page on the Cradio website to see a short video telling the full story of the apparitions. A new report was released on Friday which documents anti-Christian hate crime in Europe. The report was put together by the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe, a non-government and non-profit organisation based in Austria. The observatory's director, Gudrun Kugler, noted that intolerance and discrimination against Christians includes the denial of rights of Christians, such as in the area of freedom of expression and freedom of conscience. Religious freedom is endangered, especially with regard to its public and its institutional dimension. She continued, "We also receive many reports on the removal of Christian symbols, misrepresentation and negative stereotyping of Christians in the media, and social disadvantages for Christians, such as being ridiculed or overlooked for promotion in the workplace." The Observatory has a website through which it has been monitoring and cataloguing instances of anti-Christian discrimination. In the report section on hate crimes involving violent attacks on Christian individuals, several instances were documented. Among these, it listed attacks on pro-life activists in Vienna last September, the beating of a Catholic priest as well as an Orthodox priest in Germany, a violent attack on 4 Franciscan monks in their monastery in Italy, and many other examples. It also noted that in November 2009, the US Federal Bureau of Investigation released statistics showing a 9% increase in crimes against religious groups the previous year, and a 25% increase in hate crimes against Catholics. The report noted, while Christianity holds a majority in Europe, at least in numbers, it faces acts of intolerance, partly inflicted by small radical groups. Discriminatory laws are created when intolerance is paired with legislative power, it added. It is the duty of the political community to be aware of and tackle the phenomenon of intolerance and discrimination against Christians as a call for equal rights and freedoms for everyone. The Observatory published several recommendations to address these problems. Benedict XVI is encouraging the promotion of community life through parishes centred on the Word of God and the sacraments. The Pope stated this on Sunday in a homily during his pastoral visit to the parish of St. Maximilian Kolbe of the Diocese of Rome. He encouraged his listeners to know how to form a community with everyone, united in listening to the Word of God and in the celebration of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. Gathered around the Eucharist, we more easily feel that the mission of every Christian community is that of bringing the message of God's love to all men, the pontiff said. This is why it is important that the Eucharist always be at the heart of the life of the faithful. He acknowledged that the parish community of St. Maximilian Kolbe has many families from other regions and countries that have come in search of work and better conditions of life. Precisely starting from this concrete situation of the parish, you must try to grow ever more in communion with everyone, the Holy Father urged. World Youth Day has just reached 200,000 fans on Facebook. Romanian and Hungarian are the latest additions, and with these two new languages, there are now World Youth Day pages in more than 20 languages. Over 70 volunteers oversee, translate and respond to questions that arise on each of the World Youth Day profiles on Facebook. From their countries of origin, volunteers are able to interact with the future participants of World Youth Day in Madrid. World Youth Day Madrid is also present on other leading social networks in other countries, like Orkut in Brazil, Mixi in Japan, Twenty in Spain, and Vkontakte in Russia. In addition, World Youth Day Madrid also uses Twitter to communicate with its 5,600 followers, YouTube, which has seen nearly 400,000 video playbacks, and Flickr, with over 57,000 hits. The World Youth Day website itself, currently available in 8 languages, has received over 1 million hits. The country with the most registrations completed is France, where at the moment there are already over 45,000 people who plan on coming. They are closely followed by Italy with over 41,000, Spain with 25,000, and the United States of America with 13,000. And we'll just have to find out now how many registrations we have in Australia. Thanks for listening to The Rush Hour. We'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.